Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzek, and this is His Ability. I'm back talking this week about my book. I'm trying to actually just start talking about this book that is going to be published. It's not published yet. I'm excited about it. It's with the editor. It's about halfway edited, and then I'm going to submit it to publishing. And so God has just led me to begin thinking outside my wheelchair as I separate myself from, you know, life in a wheelchair, physically, eventually physically, and starting with emotionally and mentally. And actually, you know, I was just talking about how my life and yours too can be, if you have a disability, definitely you need to separate yourself from that and find out what God wants to do with you outside of that situation. Myself, I have so many blessings in my life, and I'm so thankful for God has just done so much through me that I could not have done by myself. And I just kind of sit back and watch. And as I've said before, you know, I have 5 children, 2 stepchildren. My husband and I, we're just so blessed in our marriage. It's a second marriage, and that is just amazing in itself that, you know, sometimes going through divorce and, you know, life just sort of ends for a lot of people after that. But, and, you know, God has just really brought me together with a man of God. And Mark is just, you know, just that soulmate that God intended me to have. And I run a business, a home health care company, and now I'm about to be an author for the first time. And this book is so not has nothing to do with my wheelchair, my disability. And so I think that talking about the subject of this being as helpful and important of subject as I believe it is to the world, I'm taking steps towards what else God has going on with my life. You know, let's just stop thinking about the whole disability thing and start helping people think outside of that. And I'm just telling you what I'm doing with my life outside of that situation. And this book called First Wash the Inside, and it comes from Matthew chapter 23, verse 26, where it says, "You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cups and dishes so that you may be clean on the outside as well." And that verse, I never knew what it meant before I even started the book. And then God brought that one to my mind, and I went, wow, that is what it means. It means, I believe that, you know, trying to free yourself from sin, most of the time we focus on our actions. When we have an addiction or whatever it is that we're trying, we believe, we realize that we have a sinfulness in our life. Usually when we think of sin, we think of all the actions that we do wrong, right? We yell at our spouse. We have a problem with swearing. We have an addiction to smoking or drugs. May have addiction to alcohol. Some of the really powerful sins that go on in our lives, even as Christians, that we can't get out of. And we go to counseling and we look for, you know, we spend money trying to find a way to get ourselves out of sin. I mean, we get saved and we're forgiven, and by grace we are saved. When you become born again, you ask God to free you from the consequences of these sins that we know we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we do, even though we can be freed from the consequences of those sins, we need to actually be cleansed from the inside even after we're born again, right? Because as everybody knows, Christians, just because you become born again doesn't mean you're sin free. You still struggle with that. But I don't believe that it has to be And it's of course not supposed to be that we're in bondage to sin. We're supposed to have the victory. So where's the victory in so many of our lives? We are struggling with sin. There's no way around it. Many Christians are not living in victory. And I believe God has revealed to me, and I'm sure somebody out there, you know, has been also had this revelation, but I haven't heard it myself. So this is my revelation, and I'm sharing it with the world. And I just believe it's very important to realize that we need to be cleansed from the inside. And of course, we may have heard that. We may know, think that we know that, but what are the steps to being clean from the inside? The first thing I think that we need to know is that sin is not the action. And I think that's a new concept for a Christian, that actually everybody, I think that the general consensus is that when we sin, we're doing something wrong. Well, I would make the point that if you are, you know, if you've been a thief and you've been convicted of, you're addicted to stealing, and you're separated from that, and you go to jail and you can't steal anything anymore, does that make you not a thief anymore? You're not doing it anymore. You're not able to do it anymore. For instance, if you're paralyzed, like myself, if you were completely paralyzed, I'm not, but some people are. I mean, does that mean you're not a sinner anymore because you are not capable of using your hands to steal something or to do the things that you may have been doing wrong before? Are you a better person because you're not able to sin? That is not true. Your sin comes from the inside. Your sin is on the heart. And it's true whether you're paralyzed or in jail or out of jail, whether you're able to walk around or not. Your sin comes from the inside. Our hearts are the corrupted part of us. We conceive sin on the inside, and it's manifested in our actions. So if you're doing things that you know are sinful, then you have to look at and ask God to show you, why am I doing these things? So this is what the book is about. First, clean the inside, and the outside will be clean as well. Your actions will stop. But how do you do that? So that is a step-by-step process that I talk about in my book. And it's going to be published this year. I'm not sure how many months from now. It's been delayed a little bit. It's with the editor. And I'm starting to share about what it's all about. I'm going to give you, last week I gave you an example of how sin is not an action, starting with the sin of murder, and how, you know, if you happen to have, I mean, it's not nice to talk about sin in any way, but, you know, we all agree that, I think, that murder is a sin. But what makes killing somebody else a murder, and as opposed to somebody that has to do that in the line of duty and during war, or if you're a police officer and you have end up having to kill someone because you're protecting others. I mean, killing somebody is not, the action of killing somebody could be a right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, and it all depends on your heart. And I think that's what our court systems are always trying to figure out, what was the intention. That makes a difference. That is one example of how our actions are not always, are not sin. It's the intention. Let's just go through a list of where the Bible, I want to say that the Bible lists sin as an entity or a noun, not the action verb. And you can find out in Romans 1:29, where it's lists sins as nouns. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity. I don't even know if I know what all of these sins mean. Whisperers, that's listed as another one, whispering. meaning probably gossiping, adultery, fornication. This is in this one is in Galatians 5:19. We have adultery listed, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, which I believe is the root of addictions, witchcraft, hatred, variance. I'm not sure what that is. Emulations. That's an interesting one. I would have to look that up. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Now these things are not, they're not listing actions. The Bible does not list actions. It lists acting upon, you know, committing a sin is the manifestation of sin that's in your heart. And that's what my book talks about. Step by step, it lists one sin after another and how the actual action is not the problem. And stopping yourself from doing something is not going to relieve you or get you out of bondage. You have to ask God to show you. You have to say, why am I doing this? Whatever it is that you do, if you're addicted to pornography and you just can't stop yourself. I mean, that's part of your thinking. That's part of every minute of the day, probably, that you have to, you know, stop yourself from whatever you're thinking while you're looking upon somebody else. So staying away from that computer isn't really the problem. It's in your heart, whether it's lust or, I mean, I guess there could be different reasons why people do things, but you have to examine yourself or you're not going to be freed from that problem. And when you examine yourself and allow God to cleanse you from the inside, that your confession is part of the cleansing process, realizing and then confessing it and then repenting from the root cause of that sin is how we separate ourselves from it. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle process. But that is how God has shown me that you can free yourself from any sin. And I just praise God that he's given me this revelation. I've been able to write a book about it. It's called First Wash the Inside. And if you have any interest in that, any feedback on this program, please write me at life@hisability.com. And, you know, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. And I can I could talk about this book for a year of Sundays. But we will, this is my second program on the book, and I'm going to continue with other subjects, but throughout the year I will be leading up and telling you when it's published and telling you how you can get that if you're interested. Thanks for listening, and I'm out of time, so we'll see you next week.